Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And we are here again with Workforce Wednesday. Welcome back to Workforce Wednesday. It's a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. The Woolsey and Hill fires destroyed almost 100,000 acres in Ventura and Los Angeles counties, including many beautiful recreational areas, including parks, campgrounds, and trails. The Department of Labor has provided an emergency grant to create an opportunity for training and temporary jobs for dislocated workers. That's all in Ventura County, and in turn, repair and clean up this fire damage. So that's what we have. We'll talk about dislocated workers and all of that and the actual definition of that. And we do have in studio the National Dislocated Worker Grant, or NDWG, which we love to call NDOG. In studio, it's Lori Kistner, Senior Director of Workforce Services, Goodwill Industries of Ventura in Santa Barbara Counties. Also, Alex Renteria, Workforce Services Manager, Goodwill Industries of Ventura in Santa Barbara Counties. Patrick Newburn, Workforce Development Board Administration Manager. So, first of all, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We really do appreciate it. And with everything that has happened with these fires, one thing that is beautiful right now, as we drive around, we see what nature can bring back. The flowers are fantastic. The grass is, we haven't seen this for many, many years here. But there is still very, very significant damage that occurred because of the fire. And a lot of people find themselves in a very, very difficult position now between their work and between their house. So let's start off with Patrick. How many job opportunities does this represent, and where will the repair efforts be focused? So we're dealing with the jobs, possibilities, and the repair efforts.
Yes. So the Department of Labor has issued, through the state of California, $2.4 million to Ventura County to help people get back on their feet as a result of these fires. What we intend to do over the next several months is put to work up to 50 participants that have been dislocated because of the fire or they're unemployed. And this kind of work will be done throughout Thousand Oaks, City of Thousand Oaks, the Santa Monica Mountains, over to Malibu, maybe into Westlake Village, Calabasas, perhaps Simi Valley. There's a lot of sites that are on public lands with properties that are campgrounds, public open spaces, trails, and parklands. And so this grant specifically is to help people. The byproduct is to repair the public properties that have been damaged.
Can we tell you how much we like NDOG? I mean, this is great because one of the things is with the fires and the devastation, we do have to start looking at the brighter side, and we have to start making positive moves and really help people out and also help out the landscape. And this is such a great way to do it. So let's go to Alex now. How does someone who is interested in the program figure out whether they qualify as a dislocated worker? How do you know if you are a dislocated worker?
So in the upcoming month of April, we're going to start hosting orientation workshops. We're going to be hosting these out of the America's Job Center in Simi Valley and also a library in Thousand Oaks. We're still securing which library. They're going to be taking place Tuesday and Thursdays. I know Tuesdays for sure will be following. It'll be taking place 10 a.m. Tuesday mornings. It'll be off of Madera. And with this orientation, you're going to be able to know really what the program is, because we're looking for individuals to fully commit to this program, because it's not just the cleanup that they're going to be doing. They're going to be doing a lot more. We'll share with about that in a little bit. But you can also call us to get more information. You can email me. I'll share my information at the end of this interview.
Okay, we'll make sure. So everybody grab that pencil and paper, maybe put it right into your phone, because this is going to be very, very important. And we'll do all of the numbers, websites, addresses, anything you need will be coming up here on News Talk 1590 KVTA. So we'll have that number in just a moment if you need it. So let's talk about, we know if you qualify, whether you are or are not. A lot of people just are so in the dark as to how they were affected, you know, by the fire. Tom got evacuated, you know, from his house. A lot of people had different levels of damage. Some work was missed. Some people total home loss. I've had the opportunity to drive pretty much throughout Ventura County all the way out to the ocean. And you don't, when you hear the acreage, it's a big number. But when you drive the acreage, it's fantastic. How much through Agora, all the way down to the beach, how many people in numbers are affected by this? It's really, really staggering. So let's talk about the actual training, Laura. What will we receive as a participant in this? And how do you anticipate the temporary job? How long will this job last?
Okay, so as Goodwill, we're the program operator for this program. And what we're, as she was saying, we're going to recruit individuals. The individuals that we are looking for, the primary eligible participant would be somebody who was affected by the fire. So we're talking about if you had a business and you lost your business, then you're a priority. If you were a gardener, if, you know, any, if your job was affected, that's our priority. We also, if we're not able to secure enough individuals that were affected by the fire, then we will look for individuals who had been unemployed for long periods of time or are veterans. So there's an eligibility to this. What they will receive is, at this point, up to about 350 hours of paid temporary employment. You know, we'll take them out to the work sites. Alex and I are already talking to a lot of individuals, and there's plenty of work out there. I mean, we have the city of Thousand Oaks says they could probably keep us busy for the entire time. But these individuals will go out, and they will work up to 350 hours. And concurrent with that, they're eligible for the workforce component. And what that involves, and that's the good part, is that, well, that's also a good part, is they're going to get, seven individuals are going to get $10,000 worth of formal training. So say they want to go into something like nursing or go into, truck driving, any in-demand occupation, we will pay for up to $10,000 of that formal training for seven individuals. Everybody who participates in this will also get up to $7,500 worth of on-the-job training funds. And what that means is that once we help them find an employer that's willing to hire them, we will reimburse that employer up to 50% of the individual's salary until we exhaust $7,500. So the goal of this program is not only to help the community by going out and doing the fire restoration, but it's also to provide individuals who could have been affected by this fire in retraining to getting employed so that they could become self-sufficient.
Do we deal with about a 40-hour work week? Is it something like that?
It could be, yeah. It's it varies depending on the job, but until, you know, we exhaust that, and I don't know if Patrick was going to talk about that, but if there is more work than we have workers or hours, this is a grant that can be how would you say it?
It can be refunded
up to three times.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. And this is very, very important. So, Alex, how will Goodwill help the participants in the program to find permanent employment once their terms are completed? So they can get the term of work, they can get the training, and then placement is a possibility?
Correct. So like Laura said, the first part of this program is the restoration. So they're going to be paid to restore the areas that got affected by the fire. And it's light cleanup, really just getting rid of the debris. We're not looking for contractors to be working on this. We're looking for entry-level workers that are looking to earn money and get trained at the same time. So then once the restoration's done, they will be then either placed at a job of their choice in the industry. So, for example, I like to use a gardener as an example. The gardener can either go get retrained, say, you know, I can't be a gardener anymore. He does the restoration, but he wants to be a truck driver. So then we're going to pay for his truck driving, but insure him to get placed. Goodwill has been doing job placement services for as long as we've been around, so it's something that we're very familiar with. We do full employment prep. We do resume writing with them. We do job placement, we do interview practice, but more importantly, with this grant, we're going to be able to do training, which is something that we're really excited about. I'm really excited about this because, we've done this for years, but I've never had to train someone on cleaning fire restoration, and this has been a great project for all of us here, and we're looking forward to those individuals that we get to really work with. Because it's really going to make a difference in their lives and change change their lives for the best as well, too.
And the other thing is you get these people employed and you get them working and for future employment, but also with regular citizens get the advantage of restoring our parks. So this is a classic win-win situation. Let's finish with Laura and Patrick here. And this is important because in the big picture, it's hard to say what would success look like in this? What is like a goal? What do you see as this worked? You know, what would be, you know, your benchmark for that?
So for me, excuse me, success is, like you said, you kind of already summed it up, being able to help the community by going out to public lands and doing fire restoration. But what we're proud of, because we are placement experts, that's what we do at Goodwill. We're happy when we can help somebody who has been dislocated get training, get employed, become self-sufficient. We follow these people. I mean, that's the goal, is to restore people's lives as well. So that's success for me, when all these people that we bring onto this program are successfully employed and can support their families, then it's a success.
And I see a lot of work opportunities in the driving area. There's a lot, whether it's sometimes it's buses, sometimes it's that type of services or big truck driving, and it is something you have to have qualifications, you have to have proper licensing, but those jobs are available, so if somebody trains through this, they could segue pretty quickly into a job.
Yeah, and know that that's not the only job. I mean,
sure,
when we look at other in-demand occupations, mm-hmm. There's a lot, you know, in technology, there's a lot in industry, in machining, nursing, you know, healthcare and manufacturing. So, you know, it's an individual plan. The clients will be able to tell us, this is what I want to do. And if we can help them do it and we can justify it and we can pay for the training and find an employer, we will do it.
Patrick, what do you see as the big success for this?
So the Workforce Development Board is so happy that Goodwill Industries of Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties have stepped up to be the project operator here. Mm-hmm. And the real goal of this disaster grant from the government is to help people. Frankly, providing self-respect to these folks, getting them back to receiving a paycheck. There's great dignity in work. And we understand that through work, that folks, once they get trained, they're able to re-enter the workforce and support themselves, support their families, and have a better image of themselves. And so the overall goal here is to help people, and the Workforce Development Board is very proud that Goodwill Industries will step up to the plate and help these cohorts of workers.
Patrick Newbern, thank you very much. Workforce Development Board Administration Manager. Also, Alex Renteria, Workforce Services Manager, Goodwill Industries of Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties, and Laura Kistner, in-studio Senior Director of Workforce Services. This is a great program, and really looking forward to seeing not only the restoration of the area's parks, but also these people in need of work, getting the training, getting a nice paycheck during that training. It's just a great program. We really appreciate your work here. Do we want to throw out a couple of numbers very quickly? I have orientations for 805-981-0130. I have that. Do we have any other websites or any other emails, any other opportunities to reach out?
Yes. If they want to go ahead and email me, you can go ahead and email me at arenteria, R-E-N-T-E-R-I-A, at Goodwill, V-S-B. V as in Victor, S as in Sam, B as in Bob.org.
Thank you again for coming in. We really do appreciate it here at News Talk 1590 KVTA. Again, to learn more about participating in the NDWG NDOG program, go to the Goodwill's Workforce Training Opportunities page on their website at gwvsb.org/workforce. If you are an employer interested in partnering with the Workforce Development Board and learning more about the ways your business can be part of developing and recruiting the future workforce, visit workforceventuracounty.org. We are News Talk 1590 KVTA.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to workforceventuracounty.org.
It's 8:55.